CRTV's afternoon edition with Winston Lebga. The main stories. Government pledges its determination to boost public health services. The plan includes the recruitment of close to 10,000 medical professionals. A crackdown on crime in the littoral region, codenamed Operation Tentacles, results in the arrest of over 3,000 suspects and about 1,000 unidentified motorcycles seized. The diplomatic dispute between Somalia and Ethiopia has been resolved, Somalia's foreign ministry has announced. The Guinness Women's Super League enters the fifth playing day on Saturday, while the Elite League One wraps up with their six fixtures on Sunday. The development of those stories and others right after the bulletin.
The bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzeka. The government is making moves towards improving the quality of health care delivered in the country through increasing the number of medical facilities. The most recent in a row was the inauguration of the Ngaunde Regional Hospital Center. Added to that, President Paul Biya, in his recent State of the Nation's address, announced an operation to recruit 9,944 medical personnel in the country. The head of state equally announced that an ambitious program to improve living conditions connected 8,000 households to the drinking water network in Yaoundé, while the extension of the Japoma Water Works scheme is ongoing. Agro-industrial companies in Cameroon have been ordered to respect agreed-upon prices of basic commodities, without which severe sanctions will be meted out on them. The Minister of Trade, Luc Magwamba-Gatangana, was speaking today in Yaoundé after making an assessment of promotional sales ongoing at the 20th May Boulevard. He urged consumers to denounce sellers who do not respect agreed prices, stating that the initiative is to fight price hikes and reduce inflation. Food items such as rice, sugar, and vegetable oils are sold at discounts ranging from 1,000 to 3,000 francs less than market prices and depending on the brand. The minister reassured consumers of availability and affordability. There are plans to authorize the road construction company Arab Contractors to reorganize and complete maintenance works on some parts of the close to 110-kilometer road linking Barmayo to Sang Malima. Public Works Minister Emmanuel Ganun Jumisi made the information public today at the end of a brief inspection tour along the Nsang Konya stretch of the road. Upon completion, traffic flow will be fluid along the dilapidated National Road No. 9. The Cameroon Petroleum Depots Company, SCDP, has described as unfounded social media information that has gone viral about a supposed fuel shortage in the economic capital, Douala. In a release issued today, the general manager of the Cameroon Petroleum Depots Company, Mandra Voronique Epous Mwampimbio, reiterates that stocks available in various SCDP depots are largely sufficient to ensure regular and permanent supply throughout the national territory. She calls for calm, vigilance, and responsibility. More than 3,500 suspects have been arrested and over 900 unidentified motorcycles seized in the littoral region in a gendarmerie operation dubbed Tentacle. The littoral legion commander, Colonel Pierre-Aimé Bikele, who led the operation that was launched 6 months ago, gave the balance sheet this week in Douala. He called on the population to collaborate with gendarmerie teams to track down criminals and stolen objects. Operation Tentacles was launched by the Secretary of State in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Yves Etoga. Out of Cameroon, Somalia's foreign minister says the diplomatic dispute between his country and Ethiopia that led to tense regional relations has been resolved. Amik Mualim Figi's statements carried on state TV also disclosed that Somalia had made no concessions. Ethiopia has not commented on the claim, but said the two countries have agreed to strengthen bilateral relations. The National Health Service has warned the number of people with flu in England has quadrupled over the last month and is rising at a very concerning rate. Latest data shows there were 5,000 patients with the virus being treated in hospitals, and at the end of last week, almost 3.5 times higher than the same week in 2023, although not as high as in 2022. It comes as health officials warn of the impact of very cold weather over the weekend on vulnerable patients and the health system. In sports, Gazelle FA of Garoua have gone back to the top of the league standing with 11 points after pulling a one-all draw with Aigle Royal of Mungu yesterday in one of advanced day six matches of the top-tier football championship. In the first advanced day six match played at the Room Diaja Stadium in Garoua this Thursday, home side Cotonspor and Astro FC of Douala also separated on a one-all draw. The six fixtures will be completed this Sunday in the West Region, Douala and Yaoundé. That ends the bulletin with Moki Edwin Kinzeka. CRTV's afternoon edition continues with Winston Lebga.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
CRTV's afternoon edition.
We set the pace. CRTV's afternoon edition.
Connecting people.
Thanks for joining us. The government has embarked on a project to reduce the unemployment rate among medical professionals and to improve the quality of healthcare in the country. In the course of his December 31 State of the Nation address, President Paul Biya announced plans to recruit close to 10,000 medical personnel, an operation that spans a five-year period. Editorialist Sam Bukuba puts the presidential pronouncement into context.
The health workforce has a vital role in building the resilience of the healthcare delivery system of any country. It is no secret that the gap between the health worker to healthcare seeker ratio in Cameroon is huge, a state of affairs that has thrown up challenges in meeting the healthcare needs of the population. The Cameroon government has been committing considerable effort in constructing health infrastructure across the country. However, what's the worth of such infrastructure without the human capital to go with it? Put differently, it is humans that provide health services using the available infrastructure. Human capital should have been a no-brainer with the plethora of health training facilities dotted all over the country. But the limited capacity of the government in absorbing the thousands of graduates of such health training facilities has seen many of them seeking fortune in the private sector and even in foreign climes. The announced recruitment of 9,944 health workers thus comes as good news. But beyond recruitment, the working conditions of health workers should also be looked into, as caring for health workers is caring for citizens' health, and the recruitment should be done in a manner judicious enough, devoid of the abuses observed in similar initiatives in the past.
Sam Bukuba. The plan to inject some backbone into the public health sector of the country has brought hope to the citizenry in connection with the need to step up the standards of medical service. Rita Yusimbom examines the progress made so far and what lies ahead for Cameroon's public health sector.
The president's announcement comes at a time when the country's health sector faces staff shortages that have strained service delivery, particularly in rural areas. Many hospitals operate with understaffed units, leaving patients to endure long wait times and limited access to specialized care. So the recruitment of nearly 10,000 health workers is expected to ease this burden, providing relief to overstretched medical teams. And in addition to strengthening human resources, the president emphasized efforts to upgrade hospital facilities and expand the health map. The recent inauguration of regional hospitals in Goundiri and Betwa marks a step forward in decentralizing healthcare services and bringing advanced medical care closer to underserved populations. And by absorbing thousands of trained professionals into the workforce, the government ensures that skilled workers are retained within the system rather than seeking opportunities abroad. While the president's announcement has been widely applauded, challenges such as equipment shortages, limited access to machines, and infrastructure maintenance persist. Health experts argue that recruitment alone will not be enough and that there must be parallel investment in medical supplies, technology and supervisory frameworks to sustain improvement in service delivery. As Cameroon looks ahead to 2025, the focus will be on how effective these plans are implemented. The government's ability to balance recruitment with infrastructure development and service upgrades will determine whether this transformation leaves a lasting impact. And so citizens and stakeholders alike will be watching closely, hoping that these measures bring not just promises, but tangible change to their healthcare experiences.
Rita Yosimbam. President Paul Biya has reassured the nation about the government's commitment to the project of improving access to quality medical care and reducing unemployment among young graduates in the health sector.
At the same time, we will keep up our efforts to enhance health care delivery by upgrading hospital technical facilities and expanding the health map. The recently inaugurated Ngaoundere and Betwa regional hospitals are part of such efforts. To improve the sector's performance, I have ordered the recruitment of 9,944 health workers over the next 5 years. This special recruitment initiative will not only help to reduce unemployment among young health sector graduates, but also significantly improve patient care.
President Biya in his State of the Nation address on the 31st of December. The Betwa Regional Hospital Center is a healthcare establishment built with the aim of considerably reducing referrals to other facilities out of the region. Since its inauguration, patients there and beyond have been treated to top-quality health services by specialists who are using high-definition machinery. Bennett Akame Ondua reports.
President Paul Biya's foremost goal for the creation of the Betwa Regional Hospital Complex was to bring a lasting solution to some critical health situations of patients in the East region and its environs. Since its inauguration on June 10, 2024, the hospital center has received more than 9,000 patients attended to by more than 200 qualified personnel. Dr. Anjembe Esola Jose, director of the Betwa Regional Hospital Complex.
This hospital has come to solve several health problems and has reduced the number of patients referred to other hospitals within the country.
Equipped with edge-cutting medical equipment, the hospital has more specialists. Dr. Billy Ralph Z. Sanding, dentist.
Taking charge of diseases concerning soft tissues of the mouth and heart tissues. We also take in charge bone fractures.
Users celebrate the top-notch services of the center, Dzimbele Labo Otans.
L'accueil a été très bien puisque nous sommes.
I am very satisfied with the services here at the intensive care unit. The staff are always present, and in the night, they hardly sleep because they have to make sure the patients are not in a difficult situation. The Betwa Regional Hospital Complex has a capacity of more than 100 beds with competent specialists to tackle varied health issues. Betwa, Bennett Akame Ondua, CRTV.
The Ngandri Regional Hospital Center, constructed under the three-year emergency plan, is now officially operational following its inauguration last December 14 by the Prime Minister and Head of Government, Joseph John Gute. However, this hospital has been taking care of patients since April the 4th of 2023. Ellis Wajibanmia reports.
Spanning an impressive 1,000 square meters, the state-of-the-art hospital features a two-story building designed to house over 20 medical services. Key facilities include a blood bank, advanced laboratory services, an imaging block, and an emergency unit, plus a pharmacy, all designed to ensure high standards of care and timely medical interventions. Dr. Bonaventure Holong is the director of the hospital.
The hospital has been built in the international standard, equipped as well as is to help the patient on even the severe or critical cases.
The facility is a vital addition to the region's healthcare infrastructure, reflecting the government's commitment to providing modern, efficient, and comprehensive healthcare to the people of the Adamawa.
We are very happy for that CHR. Better for all those who are suffering from a lot of diseases to come here instead of traveling.
The hospital is set to play a pivotal role in alleviating healthcare challenges in the region, offering both specialized and general medical care to the growing population. Ellis Wajibanmia, CROTV News, Ngaundiri.
Washing our hands regularly will save lives.
Seventeen past 3 o'clock in Yaoundé, you're listening to the afternoon edition. Trade Minister Luke Magloa Barga Tangana has called on heads of enterprises and retailers to respect the price tax approved by the government. He was speaking while assessing the promotional sales of basic commodities going on at the May 20 Boulevard in Yaoundé, where there are price discounts of up to 3,000 CFA francs. Clarice Aretakan.
Some said they had been there for as early as the wee hours of the morning, just to queue up waiting for their turn to be served. Rice is the crowd puller at the 20th May Boulevard, as word goes around that the commodity is sold at discounts ranging from 1,000 to 4,000 francs less than the original price for a 50-kilogram bag, depending on the brand. The chaos which ensued for days prompted the intervention of law enforcement officers deployed to the site. Trade Minister Luke Magwamba-Gatangana, while assessing the progress of the promotional sales initiated by his administration, reassured consumers about the availability of these and other essential food items such as sugar and vegetable oil. Information gathered from wholesalers reveals that between 2,000 and 3,000 50-kilogram bags of rice are sold daily, responding to claims that this has led to some unscrupulous practices which saw buyers being turned away. Trade Chief Luke Magwamba-Gatangana maintained that there are enough quantities to go around beyond the first weeks into the new year, and added that only prices agreed upon with the government must be fully implemented. Citizens, for their part, have been urged to denounce activities which go contrary to the objective of the exercise.
Over in the littoral region, more than 3,000 suspects have been arrested, close to 1,000 unidentified motorcycles seized in an operation known as Tentacles, carried out in the four divisions there for the past 6 months. We have details with Rabiatu Jingi Abdulaziz.
The littoral region harbors people from all parts of the country with different mentalities, thus the protection of this region remains primordial to the administrative and security officials who do this through raids. Colonel Pierre Aimé Bikele is the littoral legion commander.
The operation was deployed 5 times in the Mungo division, 3 times in the Sanaga Maritime, and one.
Une fois dans le département.
The security operation raids have led to a series of arrests and confiscation of illicit objects.
This operation enabled us to arrest 3,595 individuals for various reasons, of whom 1.5 103 were referred to the competent prosecutor's office. We seized 901 motorcycles and we made a multitude of apprehensions, most of which were related to various illicit trafficking operations. Sometimes
des effets d'origine douteuse.
The security operation dubbed Operation Tentacule, initiated by the Secretary of State for Defense in charge of the National Gendarmerie, Galax Etoga, is to fight urban, semi-urban, and rural insecurities. Rabiatu Jingi, CRTV News, Douala.
The contract for maintenance works along the Mbalmayo Sangmelima Road is in the process of changing hands. This follows the non-compliance by the contracted enterprise, Route d'Afrique, to the prescription of the public contracting entity, the Ministry of Public Works. Minister Emmanuel Ngannou Djoumassi was speaking to the solicited construction enterprise, Arab Contractors, requested for the reorganization of the work calendar of the project for its overall success. Belinda Shaw reports.
The Mbalmayo Sangmelima Strait, along National Road No. 9, has terrific socio-economic benefits, given that it connects the center and south regions to border countries, including Congo. While lots 2 and 3 along the 109.5 kilometers road, carved out for repairs, have been concluded. The first lot from Sang to Koyadu, covering a distance of 39 kilometers, carries a backlog of maintenance issues. Tengang Awa is a site control engineer.
Route d'Afrique was the enterprise responsible for the first section, but due to various technical difficulties we faced on this section, the section has been delayed and it is now in process to be attributed to Arab Contractors. When the minister came, everybody delayed down their various difficulties.
Following the breakdown of the pavement recycler, dust and chemical runoff from road materials today leave serious negative environmental and health impacts on the population, including a record number of accidents.
What we want now is for the enterprise to do their best as to put a surface layer that is going to protect this road and is going to prevent all the various difficulties people using the road are facing.
While the new contract procedure is being prepared, the Public Contracting Authority, Minister of Public Works, has appealed to Arab contractors to do a strategic planning and prioritization by identifying critical site activities needing maintenance and developing comprehensive repair schedules. The contractors will also have to utilize new technologies and materials to improve the durability and longevity repairs. Upon the completion of Lot 1, socioeconomic growth will peak along the Transborder National Road No. 9, much to the profit of Cameroon and her CEMAC neighbors, including Gabon, Equatorial Guinea, and Congo.
On to this obituary, the chairwoman of the board of directors of the Douala Gynecological Obstetrics and Pediatric Hospital is dead. Dr. Honore Epe, who was also a member of the CRTV board of directors, died in Douala last night after she was taken ill. Skola Maloke was at the residence of the deceased and now reports.
It was a morose atmosphere that characterized the residence of Dr. Honore Epe as family, friends and well-wishers converged on her residence upon hearing of her death. Dr. Honore Epe, who died on January 2nd, has been described as a woman with a big heart. Flavien Muyema is the younger brother to the deceased and family head.
She was a very brilliant, hardworking woman with a big heart. She has served the country in various domains. I am very sad because she still had a lot to give.
Members of the Circle of Friends of Cameroon CERAC, also present in her residence, say they are still in shock.
Her death comes like a shock to us. She was such a committed member and was present in all our activities.
As chairperson of the board of directors of the Douala Gynecological Obstetrics and Pediatric Hospital, her demise has created a vacuum which will be difficult to fill. Professor Emile Boudou is director general of the Gynecological Obstetrics and Pediatric Hospital.
We are in shock. It is a great loss for us, which will be difficult to fill. She was someone with conviction, meticulous in her work, as she loved a job well done. She had a strong personality, but with a big heart.
Dr. Honoré Epe was also a member of the CRTV Board of Directors. Her remains have been deposited in the morgue of the Douala Gynecological Obstetric and Pediatric Hospital pending funeral arrangements. May her soul rest in peace. Skola Maloke, CRTV News, Douala.
In sports, the Guinness Women's Super League leaders Lekki Effi will clash with Vision Foot in one of the top games of day five fixtures scheduled for Saturday, January the 4th. Matches shall take place in Yaoundé, Douala, and Bamenda, as we hear from Harrison Ashutiko, who has the full fixtures.
Yaoundé will host four fixtures. Bottom sides IS Awa and Cyclone FC, who are still to win a match this season, will take on each other in the first encounter, their next one of the Amadou Ahidjo Stadium. After the clash, that will kick off at 12:30 p.m., Louvre Minprov and Authentic Ladies, who have 3 points each, will take on each other in the Guinnessico over their next A of the Olympic Stadium. The defending champions, FC Bolova, will attempt to bounce back in winning ways against the rejuvenated Amazon Fab at 1 p.m. The second match pits the league leaders Lekki Effi against Vision Foot at the annex of the Bepanda Stadium in Douala. Fourth in the table, Kaiman Fiyi will host Eclair of Sa. Meanwhile, in Tambong of Kambe, who currently occupies the third position, will entertain Jaspor as from 1 p.m. at the Bambili University Stadium in Bamenda.
And the Elite League One Championship will complete its day six fixtures on Sunday. And that will be in Stadia in the West Region, Douala and Yaoundé. Two advanced day six games were played on Thursday in Garoua that ended in 1-1 score between Coton Sport and Astra, Gazelle and Aigle. To end this edition of the news, a recap of our main points. The government has devised a plan to boost the public health system that includes employing close to 10,000 health personnel. An operation to downgrade crime levels in the littoral region known as Tentacles leads to the arrest of more than 3,000 suspects. Somalia announces that the diplomatic row pitting it against its neighbor Ethiopia has been resolved. It is going to be an action-packed weekend in football. The Guinness Women's Super League will have its Day 5 games tomorrow, while the Men's Elite League 1 completes its Day 6 matches on Sunday. CRTV's afternoon edition was a presentation of Winston Lebga.